Blog Talk Radio.
But I don't want to go among mad people.
Oh, you can't help that. Most everyone's mad here. You may notice that I'm not all mad myself.
I'm mad.
I'm very polite, but when y'all get to thinking I'm scary, it's like I'm not nearly as nice. And I ain't lying today when I tell you that I love myself, wanna hug myself. Who's around when the push comes to shove myself? I felt so much pain on this planet. Sometimes I feel like they can't understand it, but I'm just a drop in the ocean. I'm just a grain on the granite. If anybody asks, I'm never.
Put a hole in this neck. These people expect me to throw up their sex. Please, mama ain't raised a follower. I'm on a make the dollar, bro. Hope ain't a strategy. I will not play the lotto, bro. I'm on my way to God above. I will not doubt, bro. I am afraid. Survivor, the money, it stays inside of my mind. Pushing that clock, ain't no time to rewind. But who that think I'm sweet, they gon' be salty. You gon' try to figure out why you just fought me. You don't know me, you gon' be salt. You gon' try to figure out why you just fall.
Has been missing me with doing the shows, but my life is really interesting. I'm doing my best to isolate myself to a schedule, but it hasn't worked for me for years. So, you know, I'm doing my best to work it out. But I've been communicating with some people, and a lot of people share things on my page. And it's just been so much happening that, you know, everyone has been asking me to just at least do a show to kind of cover what I know that's going on in a compilation of what everybody else has been sharing with me that, you know, they feel or that they see is going on the planet right now. And I want to say 347-850-1049 is the call-in number for all of my listeners in the event that you want to add to, maybe share with me something that, you know, I may be missing because, again, there's so much happening. It's just so much going on. It's really hard to kind of get a grip on everything. I'd like to go back to June the 26th, and I don't have everything in chronological order. It's just, like I say, it's too much. But June 26th is what our Nubian Savior's Day falls on. So it's in honor of, you know, the Most High Highest. And on that day is when the United States of America declared same-sex marriages, you know, okay for all 50 states. So, you know, I'm split in that regard as well. I don't like it, you know what I'm saying? That's just my personal opinion. And I think that it makes a marker as far as where we stand in the whole development of things on this planet. And regardless of what people's school of thought is, your way of life or your religion, everyone is paying attention to what's happening right now. Everyone can feel that things are going on. Everyone is experiencing either the chaotic waves or the ascension waves or, you know, it's just a mirage of energies that are happening. And ever since that day, you know, I knew to kind of pay attention because that's a severe marker for me. And for me, that's the day that the United States was declared Sodom and Gomorrah. That's just my opinion about it, you know. I never in my all of my years imagined that I would see, you know what I'm saying, that in our White House. You know, I just never saw it happening. But I knew, like I said, to keep paying attention. And since then, I've seen other things. Like one thing I would not share, which is a picture that they have, which is really disgusting, but I think that it's important to mention it because everybody else is mentioning it, where there was a rainbow wave everybody was agreeing to do on Facebook. And it kind of confused the hell out of me because I don't know whether or not my friends who have these stripes are saying that that's what they are, or are they just saying that they're standing in agreement with it, you know. But my post, and I think that, again, I didn't mean to offend anybody if that's the way that you guys took it, but I'm that Bart Simpson sitting at the counter with that clear face. And everybody else in the bar has the rainbow. You know, I don't agree with it. It marks a time in so many ways. It's more than just a physical thing. And people are looking at it like, you know, now we have rights or love prevails or whatever that sick shit they're trying to, you know, brainwash everybody with. The truth of the matter is it marks a time. You know what I'm saying? Where we can combine that plus these other things that are going on the planet and know that we're really in some really serious situation that we're not aware of. You know, one of the things I want to talk about is there's a video that someone shared with me. And I thought it was really, really interesting because I've been doing my best to keep up with, you know, what is happening planetary. What type of movements are we in? What is, you know, what's going on with our solar system? And this particular video that was shared with me just said that it's some real strange things that's happening, and it's happening in both outer and inner space. You know, the scientists are discovering that the whole solar system, the sun, you know what I'm saying, all of the other planets are mutating in a totally unprecedented way. You know, meaning they're altering themselves, they're changing, they're becoming something else. You know, this is not something that they could have ever fathomed happening. And, you know, of course we know that, you know, the sun gives all life here on this planet. And without the sun, nothing would live. And that's just the truth of the matter. So with that being said, there's another element to that. Certain things are gaining energy during this time. Certain beings are gaining energy during this time, and certain things and certain beings are having the opposite happen to them during this time, and it's just based on the sun itself. It has nothing to do with, you know, the emotions that humans tend to put on scenarios. It's just the planets themselves and the time that we're in itself, you know what I'm saying, that is making this necessary adjustment. And they're talking about, let me show you what it says with the sun. It says that the sun's magnetic field has changed in the last 100 years. And there's a doctor by the name of Mike Lockwood, and he's from Rutherford Appleton National Laboratory, and that's in California. And he did a study. And his study started in 1901. But he said he's been looking at it and that the magnetic field of the sun has increased 230%. You know, and it says also that the moon is growing an atmosphere, that there are 6,000 kilometers in a deep layer of natrium that wasn't there before that's all of a sudden shown up now on the moon. And they say that Venus has a 2,500% increase in its brightness. And it says that Mars is experiencing global warming and storms and all types of turbulences and things are happening here. And, again, you can go and look it up. That's why I gave you the doctor and the connection so you can see every itemized thing that's happening with every planet. I just jotted down a few. And Jupiter has had a 200-time increase in its brightness. It says that the belts on Jupiter changed color. How does that happen? How, you know what I mean? The belt changed color. And it says that the radiation spits that left, and then it came back, and it left again. Those are those spots that everybody looks at on Jupiter. And it says that now, you know what I'm saying, there are clouds there, and that they're thickened. And it says that, you know what I'm saying, that it had, they thought that they were being dissolved by being hit by space rocks. But now that they've, you know, gone away, come back, the whole color of Jupiter has brightened. You know, and it's, it happened in the last 30 years. It says Saturn has had decreases in its equational jet stream. And it says in its velocities in the last 30 years as well. And it was supported by surprising surges of X-rays from its equator. X-rays are coming from the equator on Saturn. It's just things that you've never heard of before that are happening right now in this time. Uranus has had changes in its brightness, decrease in its clouds. You know, and this study is from 2003 to 07 that they've noticed that. You know, and it says Neptune has had a 40% increase in its atmosphere and its brightness. And it says Pluto has had a 300% atmospheric pressure change and is farthest from the sun, but it has had a 300% increase. And they're puzzled as to how, you know, that's possible, especially with the distance. And then it says, of course, you have Earth, you have the worldwide geographical changes. You have the axis that has changed on the planet, the major Earth extremities, and it says, of course, you have the landslides, you have earthquakes. All of these things are happening right now. Landslides, earthquakes, volcanoes, all of the volcanoes are now active. And like I said in a couple of other shows, I've been watching for years, and they're now all activated. And we just had one, a friend was telling me today, that just erupted, I think, a day or so ago, where they had to evacuate 800 people because actual lava was spewing. Yeah, there are a lot of things going on. And we have the flood, and they've been doing the study, you know, since from 1963 to 93. And since that period of time, there has been a 410% increase in all of the natural disasters. The volcanoes themselves have had a 500% increase from 1875 to 1975. And it talks about the magnetic field is declining, and it says that there's been a rapid decrease, you know what I mean, and a 400% increase in earthquakes. The last 50 years or so, that says that the magnetic field has been the most erratic, you know what I'm saying, especially in the last 20 years is when it started glowing plasma, and that energy increase is 1,000%. These are things that, you know, are happening, and it's just like, wow, we are not even being told that, you know, that these things are going on. And I think that it's important because they are leaving out major issues, whereas we are feeling the changes. We are seeing the changes. We're seeing the people go through and they're emotional. We're seeing the people go through and they're angry. And a lot of these people, if you talk to them, they don't even know what they're angry about. They just know that they're upset, or the slightest little thing just throws them off balance. But my question was in regards to climate change or climate chaos, as they said it. How would they know, you know what I mean, that climate chaos is inevitable? What is it that they're studying? What is it that they're looking at that would give them an inclination to know that people are going to be losing their minds, that these things are going to happen? But like I said a couple of days ago, I see this video and it makes sense. Because ever since that, whatever that comet was that came through and they said that Mars turned like this orange color and it had this green, you know, aura around it, ever since that, it couldn't have just been Mars that was affected. But they just stopped telling us about it. And then with them shutting down the observatories, it made it, you know what I'm saying, less communicable for us to know these things are happening around us. All of these places, there are a lot of places that have been getting hit. It says that the higher energy levels of space are happening on all levels and with all planets. And it says it will change the energy field of all things. So with everything accelerating and everything brightening up, everything lightening up, and everybody is hearing about them talk about ascension and you know what I'm saying, you're supposed to be lightening your load. You know, that's why for those of you know who still eat of the blood and stuff like that, you stay denser. You're supposed to be lightening up. and the energies of the sun are doing a certain thing. Like I say, certain people can't handle the energy of the sun, and the sun is coming closer. He said the sun is getting brighter, you know, and that there is no more ozone layer. You know, and let me go to what else they were talking about, because it's some interesting stuff. They're trying to blot out the sun. It says that what you have to look at, instead of how we've been looking up stuff called chemtrails and all that, that's like almost like a misnomer. Not that you won't get information, you just won't get the actual data that you need. What you would need to look up is climate geoengineering, because that's what's happening on the planet. That's what it is that we call chemtrails. It's not that, it's climate geoengineering. And what this whole thing is they're saying, because the ozone layer is depleted, because of the fact that the sun is getting brighter, it's getting hotter, it's getting closer, everything is heating up, you know, that they are attempting to blot out the energy that's coming from the sun. You can go look this up, I promise you. It has nothing to do with all these other things that they're talking about, the aerosol sprays, and, you know, for a while they were saying if you're using secret deodorant and all kind of spray deodorants, you're helping to destroy the ozone layer. It is not any of that stuff. It is the fact that we have entered into a time where the entire universe is altering itself. And there's nothing that they can do about it. So I guess their whole motive would be, you know what I'm saying, or their whole MO would be, why tell them? Because we can't do anything about it anyway. But the difference in it is we're feeling it. We're feeling it on a lower level, and because we don't know that everything is connected, because we don't know that it really does matter. Everything that you're doing matters. Everything that you're eating matters. Everything that you're drinking matters. And it's obvious. It would have to be important that you watch what you eat, because otherwise, why would they be poisoning everything? Truth be told, if they really wanted to just exterminate everybody, it wouldn't take much. It could just take a fly over the whole neighborhood. They could do it, and it'll be done. And by the time anybody's complaining about it, you're dead in heaven, you know what I'm saying, asking for a chance to go back down again. The truth of the matter, if they wanted to do it that way, I think it's more of a defilement of the Most High. And again, this is my opinion, and everybody's been asking me to share how I feel about it. I think that ever since the 26th, which is a day that all Nubians honor the Most High, that day with the ones who are negatively impacting the planet made a huge announcement that negatively impacted the planet. You know what I'm saying? Ever since then, we have seen changes. Ever since then, there are a lot of things, like I was saying, a disgusting picture. I don't even think I mentioned it, but there's a disgusting picture of Jesus floating around. You know what I mean? And I was so appalled. I was like, wow, you know, I can't believe this. And it had the little same little rainbow little thing on it, you know, that little rainbow screen everybody got. And then there's a circular that says that if you even put that app on, that you have now allowed them to have access to your other data. I shared that on my page on Divine Mothers as well, you know, so you can read up on what that was all about. But, you know, you have a picture of Satan, you know what I'm saying, man, cuffing the scrotum of Jesus, you know what I'm saying, and licking his ass. I'm sorry. That's just what it is. Y'all shared on here. You shouldn't have shared that shit. Shouldn't have shared it. You got the picture of the devil licking Jesus' ass and holding his nuts. And that, I didn't do it. You know what I'm saying? I ain't the one that said it was okay to turn the White House into a Fruit Loop. I ain't do that shit. It did it. Y'all did it. Y'all opened the door. That's what happened. So I think it's, you know what I'm saying, more about defiling the images that everybody has of who or what they consider their God to be. You know what I'm saying? Defiling it. It doesn't matter. They shitting on everybody's religion. It doesn't even matter. And I think that that's where we're missing the whole thing at. If we can look into what's really going on. You know what I'm saying? Because otherwise, like I say, they could have just been pulled the plug. But it's more of a disrespect and more of a disregard and more of distaste and disdain if they do it in a defamation, you know what I'm saying, to the Most High. You know, I also saw a circular that was passed around about some things that Hitler said. And Hitler, in this excerpt that, you know, had been kept hidden for so long, it says that he knew that he called the Nubians Negro. he knew that the Negroes were the original jewels of the Most High. He knew that they were also the original Jews, J-E-W-S. Jewels and Jews is what he said. He said that everybody was going to be mad when they find out what's going on. He said he was actually trying to help prevent World War III from coming about because he was eliminating all the fake white Jews. But people were blaming him, you know what I'm saying, as if he was against all, you know what I'm saying, people of color, and that wasn't what it was. He was killing the white Jews. You know what I'm saying? And that's why they had a problem with him. It's just a whole lot of information that is just being thrown out, you know what I mean, that ever since that day, like I said. And I'm paying attention to the signs. I always pay attention to the signs. But according to this climate geoengineering, they said that, you know, they're spraying aluminum, you know what I'm saying, and these things. Of course, we've been hearing about the aluminum and the barium and stuff like that in it, but they said, but these chemicals that they're spraying to try to blot out the sun's energy, it's causing us to lose 200 to 300 plant types a day. It's like when you think about it, you know what I mean? If you can fathom it, 200 to 300 plant types a day being lost, they are attempting to nullify anything, any type of vegetation at all. For the people, let me say it like this, right? If there was no climate geoengineering going on and the sun was coming closer and these things that are happening were not, you know what I'm saying, influenced by HARP or any of these, you know, man-made things, the sun would still be coming closer. The universe would still be altering itself, but you wouldn't have these hindrances. You wouldn't have this big cloud of garbage going up, this poison that is, you know, preventing us from connecting from the sun. And when I say us, some of us benefit from the sun. Some of us benefit and could greatly benefit from it coming closer. You see what I'm saying? But there are some that would definitely have they would have to go underground or into the caves again. And I ain't meaning no disrespect, but the truth is the truth. That's why they're doing this shit. If it wasn't such a big deal, you wouldn't even be doing it. But you're doing it, you know what I'm saying? So you can try to stay on top long enough to mess it all up and then go underground anyway. That's just what I think about it, you know what I'm saying? But because otherwise, why do it? Why block Ra? You got a problem with Ra. Why you got a problem with Ra? You got a problem with Ra because you are not of him. Only those who are not of the original tribe will have an issue with the day and time we're living in. And this day and time has already been written about. And like I said, regardless of what your school of thought is, everybody knows that something is going on right now. I told people a while ago that the Pope trying to tell y'all that Christianity shit ain't real. And I ain't saying Christianity shit like shit on your shit. I was a Christian. I was Baptist in holiness. I've been dipped in all that shit. So, you know, I got that mouth like them pirates and shit. I was one that was on the seas that probably used to snatch them settlers out them boats. You know what I'm saying? That's how I do shit. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? He's trying to let people know, and I said it then, months ago. And he's also trying to let y'all know that y'all going to start seeing beings that don't look like you. And I think his description was 7 feet to 11 feet tall. He also said, do not approach these beings with guns. Don't try to fight them. Don't try to do any of that shit. He said, don't even talk to them about the Jesus story. This is the Pope now. He said, because their way is more likened unto the way of the Sumerians. They don't even try to hear the Jesus story. This is your Pope saying it now. And I said, ooh-wee. When the Christians find out, I said, ooh-wee, they're going to be mad as hell. They're going to kick everybody's ass. Them Christians going to be mad. You know how many souls have been banking on what it was that they were told was the way that things are supposed to be? To find out right now that that's not it? You know how many people are going to be thrown the hell off and pissed the hell off about this shit? You know what I'm saying? But here it is, your Pope, the same one that decided to give everybody the Christianity now. He's the one that handed it down to you. Don't be mad at me about it. I don't control that shit. He locked all the real stuff, the Egyptian stuff, away. The stuff that they're using, the stuff that they stole, The Egyptian stuff is what they're using, and they gave the masses this thing, and just so they can talk shit about y'all and call y'all sheeple. They say that everybody is too stupid to see what's going on. They're too stupid. It's your Pope now talking shit about y'all. As he just put out, it was said that the Sabbath was originally, you know what I'm saying, on a Saturday. It was a Pope that said that. I posted that about 2 weeks ago, that they changed it, and they called it Her Excellency. I think that that's what they call the Catholic Church or some old shit. You know, it's always her. Until it comes to telling y'all what's going on, they'll tell y'all it's a man's world. But they worship the black woman. But that's neither here or there. You know what I'm saying? They said under threat of hellfire that this church had the right to change your Sabbath. Remember it says, remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. That this church had the right to change your Sabbath from a Saturday to a Sunday. With threat of hellfire now was the reason behind that they stood on for that shit being changed for y'all. So now the whole Christian denomination, I don't care what it is, go to church on Sunday, you are defiling the Sabbath. It says, remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. You let these people trick you. And then they said that it was based on the threat of hellfire. You know, the same stuff they gave the Christians, hellfire, because they ain't dealing with hellfire, not the Vatican. They ain't playing with that. They playing with the real deal. They gave y'all that illusionary shit, right? So they said, now that hellfire ain't even real. So that was the next publication they put out. That was maybe like a week and a half ago. They came out maybe 3-4 days. I got my hands on it right after that. Said hellfire isn't real and the Adam and Eve story ain't real. I said, oh, shit. So they changed the Sabbath on the threat of hellfire, which ain't even real. So they did it just because they wanted to do it. They did it just because they wanted to make every Nubian out of balance with what's going on. They knew what they were doing. And now, though, because it said there will be no stone left unturned, they have to tell you what's going on. They have to tell you what they did because, they, you know what I'm saying, this is that time. They're seeing the signs, too. They're seeing the signs, and they're even more afraid than we are. We're not afraid. We don't even know what the hell going on. We're trying to get to the next outfit and get to the club. We don't know what's happening. But they scared shitless because they know that they have done wrong all this time. And according to the research that I've done with the four blood moons, we're coming up on that fourth blood moon. And that's what, September the 28th, I think it is. And this is everybody else now watching it. I learned from what everybody else showing me, right? So that fourth blood moon is happening, you know what I'm saying, on the Feast of Tabernacles. And I know that everybody is, you know what I'm saying, taking trips over to Israel. You know what I mean? To enjoy this huge fourth blood moon. And I think that that's interesting. But we're not paying attention to the signs. But meanwhile, you got flights booked out. You know what I'm saying? Can't even get over there now. If you didn't book it earlier, you out of luck. These are phenomenal things that only happened so many thousands of years that are happening right now, and it marks a time of major change. Every time there is a four blood moon tetrad, there is a major issue and war. Every time, look at the past. All you got to do is look at the past, look at the time, and every one of those times that thing swung left, right, up, down, in and out, lose land, get land, it involved Israel. And this is the time where Israel comes up. The Israelites, I came for the lost tribe of Israel only, is what he said. So you attempt to block out that, which is already written in the stars, in the universe to happen, to show everybody the time that we're in. This is now what we call the sun cycle. The moon cycle ended. It ended way back in 99. You know what I'm saying? But they want to still hold on to the same things. They want to blame it on stuff and call it shit and tell y'all doing it. You the one doing it. You drinking a Coca-Cola. You got deodorant, too much deodorant. You know what I'm saying? So you killing the planet. It is not even that. These things are happening because this whole universe is moving. We are entering into another space in time. The whole universe is moving as we're moving. And this space that we're in says that, yo, the sun say, I'm coming closer. And if you can't stand the heat, get the hell off the planet. And that's not us. That's just what, you know, it's what time it is. Y'all had it. Y'all ran the planet into the ground. And now you're figuring like you're going to just destroy it all so that we won't have our turn. But the thing is, we are not activated. A lot of us even know that it is our turn. We don't know. We're not in tune, some of us. Some of us are on the negative, chaotic end of this whole thing. And we, as Nubians, should not be having hard times right now. This should be smooth sailing right now. If you stress the hell out every day, if you got a headache every day, if you know what I'm saying, if things are not working the way that you need them to work, you are not in proper alignment right now. You need to get in tune with the source, get in tune with your connector, with where you come from. You need to get in tune with the sun. You cannot eat heavy things during these days. They're killing us. They're poisoning the food. Because they want your temple destroyed. They don't want you just dead. They want to show a repeated situation of you destroying your temple at a time where the whole universe is lightening up and getting closer to the Most High. They want to show that your light's so damn dim that you can't get up. Y'all should read up on these beings that's controlling this stuff that's happening on this planet and look at the principalities of darkness and what they actually do. These bears are actually working spells and rituals and crafts and shit and draining blood from the babies. I had a person over, you know what I'm saying, in the studio, and I had to show him some things because I thought it was, you know, necessary. A little late in the day for people to not know certain things, but I don't think anybody should be eating McDonald's. You shouldn't eat wax. And, you know what I'm saying, if that's the case, just go your ass to Kroger and get some of them wax fruit and just, you know what I'm saying, spin that shit around in your mouth. It's the same shit. Stop eating it. And then you have the rabbi that has announced already that they drain the blood of your babies, and the rabbi said his enemy is the white race. That white-looking rabbi said his enemy is the white race and that they have been taking their children for thousands of years. Y'all look this, I dare you look this shit up. It's on McDonald's. Look up McDonald's serving fucking babies in their hamburger bullshit. Look it up. And this rabbi is saying to you that they drain the blood of their babies, the white babies, you know, because he says certain times of the year around Passover, and there's another feast coming up, too, where they eat boxer balls, the one with the fourth blood moon. He said they drain the blood from the babies and mix it with they soups and shit, they boxer balls, and eat it in their bread, their Passover. He said, but they're not cannibals, so they don't even use the meat. But he said McDonald's is one of their big distributors, their sausage patties, their hamburger patties. He tells you right there, he said, and we've been telling you all the time, you know, that this is what we're doing. He said, but y'all don't care. He said, y'all so stupid, that's on y'all. We tell you, you're eating your kitties for breakfast. You're eating your kitties for lunch. He says, but y'all so stupid, you don't even care. And now I just shared a video today or earlier today. It's all one day to me. I don't do shit but take naps. I don't sleep. Everything is one day. So earlier around maybe 3, 4 o'clock, I think, I shared a video where there were two people that actually pulled up information where the FBI went into McDonald's warehouses on their trucks and found human remains, human body parts, babies, y'all, baby body parts, that they were grinding these babies up and using them as fillers. They got the FBI involved, and they found it, y'all. Y'all still want a Big Mac? Double cheeseburger, why you think that shit's so cheap? You ain't humans. They are turning everybody into cannibals. They're doing it without your knowledge, like they do everything else, without your knowledge. And that shit can stay on the shelf for a whole year. They got one guy that had a burger in his pocket 12 years later, and the bun ain't got no mold, no nothing on it. The bread, the meat still look like a burger that they just pulled off that thing and handed to you. These people are killing us. They're turning everybody into fucking cannibals at a time where we, as those who are close and children of the sun, should actually be, you know what I'm saying, getting closer. If you know that the sun works with your melanin, then now it's time to work with the sun. If you are a child of the sun, heavily melanated, don't go outside, stand on the corner, and drink your fifth of Hennessy every damn day. Your ass gonna burn up. Don't do that because the sun is coming closer. That's not something you do. Activate your ethers from the inside with flames. You activate your ethers from the inside through greens. You know what I'm saying? Your kale, your chlorophyll. You drink a cup of chlorophyll water and go stand out in the sun and see how you feel 10, 15 minutes later. You ready to run a marathon. But certain people can't go out in the sun and get their car fast enough because they look like they've been out there picking cotton. And you know what I'm saying? That's punishment. And that's the truth. But we're not told these things. We're not told, yo, every planet in our solar system is going through some shit, yo, including the one we own. And the one we own being shook up. But we're not being told these things. And again, you know what I'm saying, this is, y'all wanted to know how I felt about it. And then now to get back into the inside of things, now that we talked about the outside, you know, the magnetic pool is off balance. There is no ozone layer. I said that. You know what I'm saying? Look up Mike Lockwood, you know what I'm saying, and those laboratories, and that'll get you further into more detail about the whole shifts and changes. It was just too much. It was really too much, so I figured I would let everybody know, you know what I'm saying, just a little bit about each planet so that y'all can see what is happening. You know, and now on the inside of things, again, you know what I'm saying, I touched bases about the little homosexual Jesus and the devil picture, like they done joint forces, you know what I'm saying, based on homosexuality. Then you have the whole Confederate situation going on, you know, and I think it is interesting that they have called for the Confederate general's body to be removed from its resting place at the courthouse in South Carolina. They are going to exhume the body of the Confederate general. Him and his wife got to get the hell up out the ground. And the cemetery that he was originally going to go to said that they will help with the excavation, but there's a bust, you know what I'm saying, that sits on top of that. They said they won't receive that. And the courthouse say the bus can't stay there. So it's like no one knows where the bus is going to go. But they're digging those white people's bodies up out of that ground and going to move them away from the courthouse. That's not something you've ever heard of happening before. Excavated. Dead, coming up out the ground. Isn't that something interesting? There are a lot of changes going on. You know what I'm saying? They're all happening at one time. You got people that are mad about the Confederate flag. You know what I'm saying? You got people that are really, really upset about it. You got people that are also saying that the Confederate flag, if you look far back enough, it ties into the Moorish foundation, which is your roots here anyway. You know what I'm saying? That it symbolizes more than just what everybody wants you to look at. It, like I say, it's a lot going on. A lot of people have been coming to me with a whole lot of stuff. And then you have this Jay Helm situation, right? With the Jay Helm, I thought the whole thing was just in July on the 15th, but what I found out is that it started on July 4th. So it's a whole conglomerate operation of military exercises where there are, I think, now 10 states that are involved. I don't remember. Look up Jay Helm 15. I know that Texas is one. I think that Virginia is another one. And I think I saw Georgia in that corner before they flipped that screen real quick. I really do think I saw Georgia on that mug as a hostile state. And the thing about it is they are going to go through and do these drills or these what they call exercises. But I told y'all before, I watched the drills for the drills, and there's no such thing as a drill for a drill. You know, what has happened now is Russia is now in our Atlantic and the Gulf of Mexico. If y'all remember, I told you China was in the Pacific and Russia was in the Atlantic. Well, Russia is now, you know what I'm saying, has, I think, between 7 and 15 submarines in the Gulf of Mexico right by Texas. Y'all want to know why? Why is Russia by Texas? Because according to what they are calling now the Obama regime something. There's a Latin word or word they said kind of low. I didn't fucking hear them. They're not calling it the United States of America. They're calling it the Obama regime some shit. But according to them, they're saying the Texans, 44% of the Texans, believe that Obama wants to attack them and declare martial law. And it said that Obama never allowed states to hold gold. That's the whole thing about it. Texas has $1 billion in gold, and Obama doesn't like that. But see, what a lot of people don't know is that Texas is not a part of the United States of America. Texas never signed back up with them again once the United States went bankrupt, when all the settlers who came here to do business, remember the flag I told y'all about that y'all had the children pledging allegiance to is a commerce flag? They went bankrupt, and when they went bankrupt, they were supposed to leave this land. We didn't make them leave this land. So now they're still here with this chaos. But Texas didn't sign up with them. So because Texas didn't sign up with them, Texas, like I say, has $1 billion in gold, and Obama can't have that and do a one-world order system as well. So they feel on the 15th that Obama is going to attack them. That's what they're saying. That's what all the Texans are saying. He's going to, you know, use this so-called Jade Helm to come in and attack them. And in the event that that happens, Russia is in the Gulf of Mexico to step in with nukes to defend Texas. You say, how the hell did that happen? How did Russia get in to defend Texas? How that happened? Because Texas did not sign up again with the United States. Texas is not in agreement with the United States of America and what they are doing, and we got to look again. We're not talking about the United States as the ground. We're talking about the United States as a corporation. United States is a corporation. U.S. is a corporation. So Texas did not want to join the corporation. So because Texas chose not to join the corporation side, they built their own shit. They can carry guns. They got their own shit going through. And you can't come in there and tell them what the hell they about to do, because that's their own shit. And Russia can step in and help them because they are sovereign. Whereas the United States Corporation, if y'all remember, where everybody was mad about their Confederate flag, they fast-tracked some shit, and now America is no longer sovereign in regards to even the trading and the food and all that drug administration shit. So y'all thought y'all had issues with, you know what I'm saying, dogs and cats being scared. Oh, my God, y'all been sending me all kinds of stuff. There's a restaurant. They saw the dog being scared outside, and you cooking them. You cooking them and calling them chicken. That ain't chicken. That's Fido. What you think you about to have now? They have put everybody on alert and said, look, you need to stop eating at these Chinese and Vietnamese and Spanish restaurants. Stop doing it. Because you don't know what you're going to be eating. They had rats and shit. I did a sharing of a thing about all these, y'all like to go out and eat and shit. You know, Golden Corral is the new shit, right? They pushed all their fucking trays out. They were having an inspection one day. You know them big-ass silver trays where they have your food on and they bring it all out and they sit it all out there and y'all think it's so cute, you know what I'm saying, because it's all neatly organized and shit. They had all that shit pushed out by the trash can, you know, the big-ass trash dumpster that's in the back. So obviously the food that was on those trays were not prepared or in a way that they thought would have passed an inspection while them people was walking around, while whoever was in the restaurant at the time eating was still in the restaurant eating. Somebody left out the restaurant and came and took pictures of the shit, showed that shit. Still had little tops on, little flies and shit crawling all around the food. And guess what happened? They recorded that too. As soon as them people left, they brought that food right in there and put it on the line and served it to them people. People was inside eating. Y'all don't know what's going on. You just see food coming from the back. Y'all didn't know how far in the back coming from the caboose. Shouldn't be eating out. Don't eat out. Don't eat out. You eat out, you're going to turn into a zombie. Or you're going to turn into a fly. You know that, y'all remember that movie, the fly, and then shit start peeling off. Y'all better not eat out. Don't trust these humans. Stop eating this boxed shit, this wax material with all these chemicals in it. They're telling you what they're doing. It's a mass depopulation going on. And if they can't spray you, like, you know what I'm saying, Bill Gates and his vaccines, this nigga spraying all kind of shit, dumb your ass down, DNA germ he's spraying, you know, to make all newbies not care. Oh, being newbie is the same as, you know, doing anything else. It's like just like eating ice cream, you don't even have any concern anymore. And that's what they're doing to us now. At a time where we're supposed to be activating our DNA. They are deactivating our DNA. And they know it. And they're telling us that they're doing it to us, but they say, y'all are just sheeple. That's what they call us, sheeple and chattel. So we're too dumb. We're too stupid to pay attention to what's going on. Therefore, they can do whatever they want to do to us. You know, and I just think that it's really, really absurd, a lot of these instances that we're hearing about. And I also ran across another share where there were military personnel. They were discussing certain training exercises in regards to this Jay Helm. And this Jay Helm is going to go on until September, y'all. It's not just a one-day thing. They're going to go on straight through September the 28th or 20-something, I think it is. But it kind of lines up with that fourth blood moon scenario. It's a whole lot of shit that's going on before, like 12 different events are supposed to happen before September. But it's just so massive that it's happening in a way that we don't know. Like, I spoke with someone, and they said there are helicopters flying all around. I spoke with somebody in Michigan. They said there are helicopters all around, all during the day, all during the night. I'm standing on my porch, you know what I'm saying, and I'm looking up, and there's helicopters flying, and I'm looking. I watched a plane fly up and make a straight right-angle turn. I said, damn, they do that? Made a sharp right turn and went the complete opposite. I said, wow, never saw that. It didn't curve around. It didn't do any of that. It just made a sharp left. You know what I'm saying? There are lots of helicopters. In Savannah, Georgia, they're spotting it. You know what I'm saying? In Florida, they've been spotting it. You know, so all over, everybody is seeing it, but we are just not aware of what is happening. And what we were told, well, what the video said was these people were being taught that their training has to deal with domestic issues, not international. Not the issues with the Russians or the Chinese or anybody out there, but issues with us, the people who live here. One of the things that they have created is there's an alliance called the Oath Keepers. And the Oath Keepers, from my understanding, according to what this guy said, is a group of military personnel that, you know, are aware of what the underlying current is in Jay Helm. They are aware of the fact that, you know, and they're also being told that they might have to come in and kick people's doors in and take their guns and, you know what I'm saying? The thing is to get rid of anybody who resists. The issue with it is if you know your friend lives in Cali and you got a friend that lives all over, you know what I'm saying, the United States of America, and all of you all are out participating in the same exercise, if you have to go to California, what you going to do if that's your friend's grandmother whose door you just kicked in? What are you going to do if that's your cousin's door that your homeboy just kicked in? What are you going to do if that's your mama's door that your brother just kicked in? And a whole battalion of military is coming in and you know what I'm saying, shooting anybody who resists. And they are aware of it. And they're saying that they're not going to participate, that that will be considered an unlawful command. So they created this Oath Keepers so that, you know what I'm saying, in the event that this happens, that for those who know and those who find out, because, you know, a lot of times the military don't know, they only know what they're being told, like how it was when they went overseas and that Desert Storm shit and all these other wars and they're killing unarmed people, they didn't know. You know, they got to bring the bodies of these babies out of the buildings, and they thought that they were going in to get weapons of mass destruction, and they found out that they were bombing schools. You know, they didn't know. So they created this so that once they do, you know what I'm saying, have this happen, that there's an alliance for those who are military personnel because they're not going to do it. They're not going to do it. They know that it's domestic. They know that these people are planning on raiding us. And again, these things we're not being told about. Nobody's saying any of this stuff to us. Nobody is telling us that they have us busy watching stuff like flag flaps. You know what I mean? And, oh, my God, they got a Mike Brown display. I mean, see, this is emotional. This is why I don't do emotional shit. I stay paying attention to the real shit. But the emotional thing that they would do to other people who get real emotional and really mean that shit. I do it because I'm mad about this stupid shit they keep doing. You're going to put a Mike Brown display in a fucking museum, call it an art display with his dead-ass fucking carcass shit laying on the goddamn ground, supposed to be him. You know what I'm saying? Then you got a sign hanging up talking about I can't breathe and shit, and that's supposed to be art. You got a fucking pink noose hanging from a fucking pole and shit. That's supposed to be art done by some white bitch in Louisiana. That's just me. I'm sorry. I don't see nothing humorous, entertaining, thrilling, none of that shit about none of that shit. She said that she did it, you know what I'm saying, to represent how white supremacy is done a toll on black people. Some old fucking stupid shit. You could have wrote a book. I don't like that. I don't like no wax model of a dead Nubian on the fucking ground or over some shit that y'all created to get everybody riled up. I don't like that. But that's just me. Like I said, it's a whole bunch of stuff y'all been sharing with me. I just think it's preposterous. There's a whole lot of wicked stuff going on this planet. And these people are crazy. They have lost their minds. And they said that climate chaos is inevitable. That there's nothing you're going to be able to do about it. But meanwhile, I have a post where a guy just shared where it was about 8:10 in the shadow hour, so the sun had already, you know what I'm saying, appeared to set in the house behind him in the west. And then he shows his huge cloud, you know what I'm saying, with a huge light behind it. Looks like another sun, and it's in the east. You know what I'm saying? And I said, wow, it made me feel a little bit better because at least, you know what I'm saying, some people are paying attention to the signs that are happening on this place. But these things, they cannot hide. These things, they will not be able to prevent you from seeing. But the thing about it is you don't want to be seeing it at the last second of a wave coming in to hit the shore. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to be able to hit it on that angle. You want to know ahead of time what's going on. You don't want to be running for safety with your family and run right into the lava because you don't know where the fault lines are. You know what I mean? You don't know which fault lines are activated. You don't want that. You want to know what's going on. You want to pay attention to the ones that are predicting these earthquakes, even if they tell you not to. Always pay attention to what they tell you not to pay attention to and look at the research that they've been doing. Like I say, since 08, I've been on it. Watch these people and look at the areas that they're showing you according to the movement, according to all these factors that we have that are going on, where the next precedented earthquake is. You know what I'm saying? So that way you'll be able to get to safety. You know, meanwhile, again, they show images of Ghana, and the images of Ghana show royalty. The chiefs and the high priests and stuff of Ghana, they had their gold staffs, you know, and their rods, and they were sitting, you know what I'm saying, on thrones. I didn't see any little huts with flies around, little babies with swollen stomach mouths and shit. I ain't see any of that. That's not what I saw when they said that the borders are open for all Nubians there. I just thought that that was interesting, and I definitely wanted to share that because, you know, they'll put out what they want to put out. And I said to y'all also that NASA has uncovered that image that they had the black square of Nibiru. You know what I'm saying? They finally uncovered it. So if you put in the correspondence into it, you can find out where it is. You can actually see the image now. You know what I'm saying? Fukushima, you're not supposed to be eating fish. Stop eating the fish. You know what I'm saying? Days of eating fish are over. Nobody should be eating sushi or any type of seafood from the Pacific Ocean. Thing about it is now that we are no longer sovereign, you know what I'm saying, with certain rights, you know what I'm saying, now, because of that situation, you will not be able to control what you're eating. You are not going to know where your fish is coming from. Beforehand, there were certain regulations put on it. So if it was coming from Mako, you had to know. If it was coming from Cuba, you had to know. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, you know what I'm saying, now you're never going to know. And you're not going to know what the meat that you're eating consists of either. You're not going to know now because of this deregulation, this whole sellout thing that, you know what I'm saying, your wonderful president of this corporation has just done to everybody. Fukushima has never stopped, y'all. It has never stopped. You know what I'm saying? And these buildings that they have been decreasing. They went beyond, like, the underground water level. They were saying that in the event that that happened, it could be possible explosions. You know what I'm saying? Things that would massively impact the entire planet. But these things have not stopped. But the whole Pacific is lit. If y'all check it out, like I say, on Facebook, go to Fire Mothers and just look at my page and check out the Fukushima post that I show. And it'll show you the amount of radiation that's in that water. We're all heavily radiated. Those chemicals that they're spraying to blot out the sun are full of heavy metals. And anyone that, you know what I'm saying, is aware, especially if you're into alchemy of any of those things, you know what I'm saying, heavy metals are things that you should not have in your blood. So if that is the case, that is something that you should really be working to, you know what I'm saying, eliminate. Because and the way that you will know is if you have, like, a metallic taste in your mouth. Or you eat food and it just don't taste the same. Your taste buds seem to be a little bit off. That is, you know, usually in regards to radiation. They have devices that you can buy, and you can take those devices into the store with you. You know what I mean? And when you take them into the store with you, just see how much radiation is being sold, because they have increased the legal limit. From what was it, 0.1 to like 3,000 times more or some shit, because they still want to make a dollar. They're not going to stop. You know what I mean? So I think that it's important that everybody pay attention to what's really happening. And I'm going to definitely keep everybody updated, because it is a lot. It's a whole lot, and it's coming in fast. It's coming in hot. You got things happening all around the planet. You got people being deported. You got inventors saying on his deathbed of ADHD, saying that ADHD is a fictitious disease. But we all know that every state gets an allotment of about $3,500 or more, depending on, you know what I'm saying, your cost of living per child that is diagnosed with ADHD and taking, you know what I'm saying, prescription medications for it. So now they're telling you that ADHD is not even real. Meanwhile, the studies have shown that the little youth boys who have been diagnosed and given certain medicines, and you can look this up too, have developed breasts because of the hormonal levels of these chemicals that they're putting in here, the estrogen, making them grow breasts, making them become feminine. Look at the studies that they did. It was all a study, y'all. Stop taking your babies in for this shit as soon as they say some new stuff hit. Stop doing that. Stop taking your babies in to allow them to experience this stuff. You know what I mean? It's not something that anybody needs. It's really not cool. It's really time for everybody to pay attention to what's going on, because damage is being done in a multiplicity of ways, and we're not aware of it. I think I pretty much covered everything that I want to cover as far as the immediate. But I will resume my regularly scheduled programming shows starting tomorrow. I think I'm going to adjust the time slot, maybe to around 10 o'clock instead of 11, you know what I mean, so that a couple other people who have other things to do during the day can at least stop in and share what they have, because a lot of people are into it. A lot of people are seeing what's going on, you know. So this is it. That's it. And I guess we still have to cover some things like Donald Trump, you know what I'm saying, wanting to be president and all this other crazy, stupid stuff that's going on. But I will see you guys tomorrow. It's been a wonderful show, and that's just my opinion. And I did it because everybody was asking me to do it. So for all of those who know what time it is, it's a time of spiritual war. It's a time of mental war. It's a time of physical war. That you have to be alert, you know what I'm saying, to not get caught up in what's going on. And as we, you know what I'm saying, ascend and move faster and faster, and time is getting faster and faster, so do the mishaps that can happen. They can happen faster and faster. So I just want to say tune in to what's going on, to that which man cannot put his hands on. Do that first, and then tune in to that which man always put his hands on and fuck up, or should I say mankind puts his hands on and fucks up, you know. And then I will get with you all tomorrow, and I look forward to hearing from you then. It's been cool. You know, I'm up to about 7 a.m., but I got to get into some more information, because there's some more stuff happening. But peace out, everybody. Thank you for joining me on the show, and I'll catch you tomorrow.
My ego is something you do should be scattered. Life is a dirty Diana, but I ain't judging to tell you the truth. I just met her. I feel like Gucci, I let her. Lift the ice cream on my face to get cool in this weather. Why would I stare at you haters? I and you was two different letters. Why would I snooze? It's a setup. Y'all niggas sleeping and snoozing and losing your cheddar. I don't know what low is. I am the highest. I'm feeling like stewing instead of turning the other cheek. We gon' return with a bucket each. And we gon' fill them with gasoline. And we gon' burn up a couple streets. I said, instead of turning the other cheek, we gon' return with a bucket each. And we gon' fill them with gasoline. But we gon' burn up a couple streets. Because
that war. We got bullets, we got guns. That's that war. We gon' send them for your lungs. That's that war. We got sores on our tongues. That's that war. So don't come around and slum unless you on war.
Like Jeff Hardy, all my niggas animals, cause we grew up in safari. We turn parties, we turn shows, rolling papers with my bros. When we blow, who want war? Take a tour through these slums, they left us crumbs, that's all they left. Niggas steal, like Grand Theft, niggas pets, niggas slime. I don't steal, I just rhyme. When I write these lines. If this is war, we dropping bombs. Atlanta, stand, I waste some time.
Got that war, we got bullets, we got guns, got that war, we gon' send them for your lungs, got that war, we got sores on our tongues, got that war, so don't come around and slum unless you on war, you on war, you on war, you on war. Unless you are war.
Sound like popcorn in the microwave.